Really happy to see all of you this morning. I'm Pastor Howard Shea, and this morning I wanted to share with you a message that's been very helpful to me as I've been growing in my Christian life. And this has to do with how to be able to resolve conflicts in a way that's glorifying to the Lord and speaking the truth in love. And I wanted to talk about a topic that might be very practical in terms of how we deal with people, whether at work or, you know, our classmates, our friends, or our family members. And so I'd like for us to just begin in a word of prayer at this time. Heavenly Father, we just want to praise you and thank you. Thank you for your love for us as we sang about today. Thank you that you're a God that chose us to be your servants and to reflect your love and reflect your kindness to people. And we just ask that you bless this message this morning and that we can take to heart from your word so that we can be able to show your love and also be able to just treat others' people with respect. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So the scripture I'd like to share with you this morning, now I don't know where that came from, but there's a scripture, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25 to 26. And Job's going to help us retrieve that for a minute. As he's retrieving that, I just wanted to share with you a little bit more about this message. How many of you have been in a situation where someone has said something that may have offended you, and you just kind of hold it in, but you know, you're feeling a lot very upset, and you don't know how to deal with that situation? Any of you been in that situation before? I know I have. And so that's something that I like to speak about today. And so I just want to share with you some insights that's been helpful to me when I was growing up. Okay? So if we can go to the slide where it says Ephesians 4, verse 25 and 26. Okay, we'll start over there. Okay, can you go to the Ephesians 4, verse 25 and 26? Okay, very good. Okay, can you see that? It should say, therefore, having put away falsehood. That's the first slide. Okay, let me just read this verse to you at this time. It says, therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin, and do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Okay. Do you find that, Joe? Okay. So what I wanted to share about today is three steps that we can be able to take to be able to resolve anger. And, you know, there's been several situations in the past when people have said something or done something and it made me really angry, but, you know, I didn't know how to deal with that situation. And so I'd like to share with you three steps in resolving the anger. The first step is acknowledge that you're angry. You know, don't try to repress the fact that you're angry, you know. And let's notice that this verse in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 and 27. Let's read this verse together. Be angry and do not sin, and do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Have you ever heard people say, you shouldn't be angry? Anybody heard that before? Okay, is that true? It's not. You know, actually, the Bible says, be angry. Okay, sometimes if people mistreat you or you deal with a very disrespectful person or there's a situation that really harms your family and you want to protect yourself and your family, it's okay to be angry. But how we express our anger, you know, that is the key. You know, how we do it in a way that glorifies God and is consistent with God's word. And so what it says here in Ephesians 4, 26 and 27, it says to acknowledge your anger, be angry, but yet do not sin. And do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Okay. Can we go to the next slide, please? This is not working. Okay. Okay. So, as they're doing this right now, okay, I think it's coming up. Okay, so these are the three steps that I was just talking about today. First is acknowledge your anger. And then the second step is to give up all hatred and bitterness to God. And then the third step is to use the biblical approach to talk to the person who has wronged you. Okay, and then here the first, as I mentioned before, is to acknowledge your anger. And we read that verse. Now, one of the things that I thought was very interesting about this verse, and I've been doing a lot of research on spiritual warfare lately, is it says this. It says, be angry and do not sin, and do not let the sun go down on your wrath. But did you notice this phrase? Nor give place to the devil. Give place to the devil. I thought that was a very interesting verse. You know, we've been having Jay Bartlett come on Thursdays to just minister to people, and a lot of people came from outside. And what happened was that during the meetings, there were some people, they encountered a lot of abuse, or emotional abuse, maybe physical abuse, and they were really angry. Okay, and also, there's a lot of bitterness and anger inside that was just steeped in there. And that allowed room for the enemy to be there. So it says that if we hold on to our bitterness and anger, we're actually giving place to the devil. Okay, that means that you're giving a room for him to operate. And so this is something that I thought was pretty startling. And I'll give you an example in the Bible. Cain was really jealous of Abel and was really mad because God looked down upon Cain's offering and favored Abel's offering. And so Cain had so much hatred and bitterness that he actually murdered his brother. Okay, so that's one of the key examples there. But one of the things I wanted to share with you this morning is that we can be angry, but don't allow bitterness and anger to seep into our souls. Okay, and so give up all bitterness and anger to God. Okay, you can give up all the bitterness and anger to God. And as you give up the bitterness, anger, and hatred to God, then you close the door, and you shut the door so that you don't allow any room for the enemy to work in your life. Does that make sense? Okay, and so today what I would like to share with you is how we can be able to do that. And so what happens, you know, well, how can we do that? How can we get rid of our bitterness, anger, and hatred to the Lord? Well, first thing that we can be able to do is we can be able to say a prayer like this. Okay, can we also, so when this says blank, just say Howard, okay? Just put Howard in there. All right, so say, Lord, I let go of all bitterness, hatred, and anger towards Howard. Cleanse me with the blood of Jesus. I remove all ground I've given to Satan through bitterness, hatred, and anger towards Howard. Lord, deal with him according to your justice. I forgive this person just as you have forgiven me of my sins. Amen. Okay, so this is something that I pray a lot. Okay, and notice in this prayer, you're letting go of your bitterness, hatred, and anger. And when you vent out your bitterness, hatred, and anger to God, you know, there's a big release that will happen. Okay, and God wants you to do that. And you want to remove any room or ground for the enemy through the bitterness and hatred and anger. And then also you tell God, God, you know, I'm willing to forgive this person, but I leave this person up to you for you to deal with. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, So these are two steps that we can be able to take. First, acknowledge that you're angry. And second, give up your bitterness, hatred, and anger. And then thirdly, it's using a biblical approach to talk to the person that made you upset or who angered you. Now, this is one of the verses in the Bible I found to be very, very practical. Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 to 24. Can we read that together? It says this: "So, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift." And I wanted to share with you a very practical way how to do this. I know sometimes it's very awkward to talk to someone face-to-face, especially trying to resolve an angry situation. And I was very grateful for this book by this guy called William Backus. And he wrote this book called Telling Others the Truth. That's exactly how to resolve conflict. And so this is what I call like a sandwich approach. Okay, sandwich approach, you have the bread, and then you have the meat, and then you have the bread again. Okay, so the bread part is this. You want to acknowledge your desire to be in good terms with the other person. Okay? And then the second, the meat part, is tell the person what he or she did and how it made you feel upset. And then tell the person exactly you want him or her to do differently. Okay, so that's the meat part. And then the bread part is, you know, you want to stay on good terms with them, and if they're willing to do as you told them to do, then you'll continue to have a good working relationship. Okay, does that make sense to you? I want to give you an example of how I was able to practice this. When I was in seminary, in Golden Gate Seminary, Baptist Seminary, this is like some 20 years ago, you know, I was in Mill Valley, that's Northern California, and I was studying for my Master of Divinity at that time, and I was rooming in the dorms, and you know, there we had a lot of people, I met a lot of good friends, and some of my really good friends were some Caucasian friends, and you know, we had a very good rapport with each other, but one time I was eating my dinner with my Korean friend, and we happened to be in the dining room, and there was some other people in there. They were also Caucasian, and they're probably not very used to dealing with Asians too much. So they said this to me, and they said, "Oh, Howard, how can you use those chopsticks? Don't you think that it's kind of funny to use that to eat ramen and all this stuff?" The first time, you know, I laughed at it. So, oh, yeah, it's kind of weird. Yeah, we don't use a fork. We use chopsticks and things like that. But then what happened was he kept going on with it every evening, okay? And it got to be really annoying. So one day I said to this guy, we'll call him Frank. So I said, "Frank, you know, we've been eating together for a long time. It's been great to get to know you. But, you know, I want to tell you something, Frank. You know that several times you made these comments about how I and my Korean brother, we use chopsticks and how it's weird and you know, we eat with it and how we don't use a fork and all these things. You know, after the second or third time you said that, actually it made me pretty upset. And can you just tell me why did you say that?" And then he said, "Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean any offense by it." I said, "Well, I wish that you wouldn't do that. Could you just stop saying that? Would that be okay?" And he said, "Yes, yeah, fine. I'll do that." And then I said, "Yeah, that would be great because, you know, I really like to hang out with you, and I enjoy the times we get to share together, and I hope that we just can continue to do so, you know, as long as we stay here. Would that be okay?" And he said, "Yes. Yeah, I really apologize if I offended you." Okay, and so that's one of the first times that happened to me, and it got resolved, you know. And so this sandwich approach, it was very helpful. And after time, as I was doing it more and more, you know, I got more used to it and it became more natural. I also use this approach sometimes. You know, when one of the things that happened to me when I was growing up was, you know, some of my relatives, and you know, I know they love me very much, but sometimes they can be overly critical, and you know, it could be very to the point of very hurtful in what they say. And I don't know if any of you had this situation or not, but you know, sometimes at home people might say things that really are very hurtful, even though they don't plan to do it. And so sometimes I had to tell my relatives, you know, uncle or aunt, someone, you know, I love you very much. I know that you really want what's best for me, but sometimes when you say these things, it's really harsh. And sometimes I find it to be very demeaning. And would it be possible for you not to say those things? You know, I really appreciate that you really want me to do what's right. I'm willing to cooperate. I'm willing to listen to you. But would it be okay if you don't use that type of language that's very hurtful? Because it really hurts me very deeply. Can you be able to do that? And I was able to resolve that type of situation. Okay. And so again, it's using this bread approach. You know, you want to be on good terms. You tell them exactly what you want them to do, what they did and how it made you feel, how you want them to change. And then you kind of back it up by saying that you want to be on peaceful relations again. And I find this also to be very helpful because you're focusing on their actions. You're not calling them names, or you're not saying you're such an evil or lousy person. You don't say any of that. You say that you did this. This is how it made me feel. Please, can you change this type of action? And if you do it, then, you know, I think that we can be able to cooperate together. Okay? And it's very calm. And then when you say it, you know, you're in control. And you're operating from a position of strength. So I just wanted to share this with you. If any of you might be in a situation, you might be dealing with you know, a coworker or a boss or a very critical person in your family or someone you had to deal with, okay, and you need to talk to them in a way to kind of straighten them out. So let me just share with you what are some of the benefits of using this approach. I find it to be a very effective way of dealing with your anger, okay? And also, it's consistent with biblical principles. You're able to speak the truth to the person and speak it in love. You know, you can be very direct, but you can be very calm in the way you present things. And then also, it will bring you joy and peace, knowing that you are able to proactively resolve this situation in a very assertive way. You know, as I've been using this approach, it's been helpful to me on many occasions. Even when I talk to professors, even when I talk to coworkers, or talk to people that I know, you know, I felt like I was able to just resolve this situation and do it in a very calm and very mature way. And things got resolved. And even if things didn't get resolved, well, I've done my part, and you know, it's up to the other person to do their part. Okay. So so this morning I just wanted to share that with you. This approach is really it's very helpful, and it's a way that you can be able to share your feelings, resolve conflict, and also deal with your anger, and you can deal with it in a very godly but also very assertive way. So this morning I just wanted to, in closing, I wanted to ask you, if there's any of you this morning, you're listening to this message, you might be feeling angry and hurt about a situation that happened in your life. You know, maybe it's at work, maybe it's at home, maybe it's at school, maybe it's even at church. Okay, and you have this anger built up inside and you don't know how to deal with it. So I wanted to just invite you this morning as we're doing the prayer ministry time to come on up and just receive prayer. Okay, and then maybe you can just give up your anger to the Lord. So I'd like to ask the worship team to come up at this time. And secondly, I was wondering if there might be any of you this morning listening to this message. You might need some God's healing, maybe some emotional or inner healing. Maybe you've been mistreated. Maybe you have been criticized, or in some way, someone did something to you that made you feel very angry, and you have this anger bottled up inside, and you may want to deal with it. Okay, and thirdly, maybe there might be some of you this morning, you need God's wisdom for a tough situation you're in at right now. Maybe it's at work, maybe it's dealing with someone you know, a family member, or dealing with a conflict, and you just need God's help. So I'd like to ask the prayer intercessors if you can come up at this time as the worship team is playing. And can we all just stand up at this moment? Thank you. So with our eyes closed, I'm just wondering if there's any of you this morning listening to this message. Yeah, do you sense that you've been hurt in a very deep way and you have these angry feelings inside? And maybe some of you today, you want to be able to deal with your anger. Or maybe there's a situation that you haven't felt very good about. And can you just raise your hand if there's any of you dealing with a situation like this? You just need God's healing, or you just need a touch from the Lord. Also, I'm just wondering if there's any of you today dealing with a tough situation and you just need God's wisdom, or maybe you need God's help to help you to deal with a matter. And I'd like to invite you, if when the worship team plays, that you come on up to receive some prayer as well. Close my message at this time. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to praise you and thank you that you love us very much. And you're a God that wants to heal us, Lord. And we come with all of our hurts in the past. And sometimes people have said things or done things that really hurt us, Lord. And that we just want to give that up to you right now. We acknowledge you as Jehovah Rapha. You are our healer. You are a Heavenly Father who looks out for us. And Lord, you want to protect us. You want to heal us. And you want us to make us whole. We invite your Holy Spirit's presence right now to be with us. And we pray together.